That old school bell tells us it's time for lesson number 34 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. So grab your Bibles and get your seats. And if you're taking notes, grab a pencil. We'll soon be deep into our Sunday school lesson. This Sunday school lesson was written for the Sunday of April 16th, 1922 by E.A. Elam. And we're going back and looking at what Elam taught back in those days and seeing what we can learn from this old teacher. The title of this lesson is The Love of Joash for God's House. You might remember the story of Joash that we covered earlier. Joash was not supposed to be king in Jerusalem, at least not according to his grandmother, Athaliah. She thought she had put him to death so she could rule Jerusalem as queen. But Joash was hidden for about 6 or 7 years. When he was 7 years old, he was proclaimed king. And the priest, Jehoiada, made a covenant between the citizens of Jerusalem and with God and with Joash that Jehovah would be their God. And Joash grows into a young man, and having grown up being hidden in the temple and on the temple grounds, he had a great love for God's house. And he is going to exhibit that in this lesson. If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Kings chapter 11, and we're going to be looking at 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 21, and reading till 2 Kings chapter 12 and verse 16. This radio Bible school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We begin each week with a Sunday morning Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and an evening worship at 6 p.m. We also have a Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so if you are ready, as the old schoolmaster would say, the class will now begin. I'm actually going to turn, instead of reading this passage out of the little book I have that was printed in 1921. These are the lessons for 1922, printed in 1921. But I'm going to be reading out of it out of an old copy I have of the American Standard Version. And that is the version of the Bible that is the basis for these Sunday school lessons. And 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 21 is the last verse of that chapter. And I'll read from there all the way to 2 Kings chapter 12 and verse 16. And that'll be the lesson text for this old lesson. When Joash was 7 years old, he began to reign. In the 7th year of Jehu began Joash to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Zebiah of Beersheba. And Joash did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah all his days wherein Jehoiada the priest instructed him. Howbeit the high places were not taken away, the people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. And Joash said to the priest, all the money of the hallowed things that is brought into the house of Jehovah in current money, the money of the persons for whom each man is rated, and all the money that it cometh into any man's heart to bring to the house of Jehovah, let the priest take it to them, every man from his acquaintance, and they shall repair the breaches of the house, wheresoever any breach shall be found. But it was so that in the 23rd year of King Jehoash, the priest had not repaired the breaches of the house. Then King Jehoash called for Jehoiada the priest and for the other priest, and he said to them, why repair ye not the breaches of the house? Now therefore take no more money from your acquaintance, but deliver it for the breaches of the house. And the priest consented that they should take no more money from the people, neither repair the breaches of the house. But Jehoiada the priest took a chest and bored a hole in the lid of it, and set it beside the altar on the right side as one cometh into the house of Jehovah. And the priest that kept the threshold put therein all the money that was brought into the house of Jehovah. And it was so that when they saw that there was much money in the chests, that the king's scribes and the high priest came up, and they put up bags and counted the money that was found in the house of Jehovah, and they gave the money that was weighed out into the hands of them that did the work and had the oversight of the house of Jehovah, and they paid it out to the carpenters, unto the builders that wrought upon the house of Jehovah, and to the masons, and to the hewers of stone, and for buying timber, and for hewn stone to repair the breaches of the house of Jehovah. For all that was laid out for the house to repair it, but there were not made for the house of Jehovah cups of silver, snuffers, basins, trumpet, any vessels of gold or vessels of silver of the money that was brought into the house of Jehovah. For they gave that to them that did the work and repaired therewith the house of Jehovah. Moreover, they reckoned not with men into whose hand they delivered the money to give it to them that did the work, for they dealt faithfully. The money for the trespass offering and the money for the sin offering was not brought into the house of Jehovah. It was the priest. Now that's the lesson text. The lesson has a golden text that is found in Psalm 22 and verse 1. It says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of Jehovah. That lesson text reminds me of how glad I have often been when it has come time for us to worship and the doors of the meeting house are open and we go in to worship our God. Psalm 22:1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of Jehovah. This Sunday school lesson also had a devotional reading. It's found in Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 22. So then, you are no more strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom each several building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom also ye are builded together for a habitation of God in the Spirit. Let's see what old Brother Elam had to say about this particular text in his Sunday school lesson for April 16th of 1922. Here's the introduction. A covenant with Jehoram. Under the king Jehoram, another form of Joram, Jehoahaz, also called Ahaziah, and the wicked queen Athaliah, Baal worship flourished throughout Jehovah, as it flourished through the kingdom of Israel under Ahab and Jezebel. It became the popular and fashionable religion. We can easily see what an influence it had for kings and queens to adopt it and maintain it. Many now have the desire to make the worship of God popular and fashionable. A temple of Baal with altars and images was erected in Jerusalem, 2 Kings 11:18, and the temple of God forsaken and had fallen into decay, and it had been robbed to enrich this temple of Baal. For the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken up the house of God, and also all the dedicated things of the house of Jehovah did they bestow upon the Balaam. This was a most sinful and sad state of affairs, as we have learned. As soon as Jehoiada had made Joash king, he and the people made a covenant to be God's people. Then they went into the house of Baal and break it down. His altars and his images, they broke in pieces and did it thoroughly, and slew Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. And the priest appointed officers over the house of Jehovah, 2 Kings 11:17 and 18. In their oppressions and great deliverances, the people readily said and solemnly agreed to be God's people and to obey his commandments. That's 2 Chronicles 15:1 through 15. Number two, the worship of God restored, as it is written. Jehoiada restored God's worship by appointing the officers of the house of Jehovah under the hand of the priests and Levites, whom David had distributed in the house of Jehovah, to offer the burnt offerings of Jehovah, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, according to the order of David. See 2 Chronicles 23:18-19. The only way to worship God acceptably is as it is written. When Hezekiah restored the worship of God, he did it as it is written, 2 Chronicles 30:5. When Josiah restored the worship of God, he did it as it is written, 2 Kings 23:21. When Ezra restored the worship of God, he did it as it is written, Nehemiah 8:1-14. And to worship God acceptably now, we must worship as it is written in the New Testament. See 1 Chronicles 4:6, or 2 John 9. Jehoiada directed the affairs and was virtually king before Joash became old enough to assume control and management of the kingdom. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Abiah of Beersheba. And Joash did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah all the days of Jehoiada the priest, and Jehoiada took for him 2 wives, and he begat sons and daughters, 2 Chronicles 24:1-3. Howbeit the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burnt incense in high places, 2 Kings 12:3. Altars were built on elevated places, such as mounds and hilltops and mountains. These were called the high places. On such places, altars were erected for the worship of God and for idols. It was against God's order for worshipers to erect altars on such places for his worship after the erection of the temple of the house of Jehovah in Jerusalem. Jehu had been king over Israel 7 years when Joash was made king, and his zeal in destroying Baalism in Israel no doubt stimulated Jehoiada and Joash and had a good influence over Judah. Now we're going to look at the comments on verses 4 through 6 of 2 Kings 12. Open your Bible to 2 Kings chapter 12. I think that's where we are. Let me check. 2 Kings chapter 12, and we'll be looking at verses 4 through 6 to begin with. Here it is. Comments on verses 4 through 6, necessary to an understanding of the preparations for repairing the temple. 2 Kings 12:4. Jehoash is another form of Joash. Joash was minded to restore the house of Jehovah, 2 Chronicles 24:4. He was now grown and understood and felt his responsibilities. Under Jehoiada's influence, he was zealous and enthusiastic for the right, as we shall learn after Jehoiada died and Joash came under the different influences. He zealously tore down the very work he had built and stripped the temple of God of its vessels and gold to give to his enemies and turned from God to worship idols. There are people today like Joash. They work well and zealously for truth and right when under good influence, but under other influences, they are zealous for error and wrong. They belong to that class of hearers in the parable of the sower who received the word with joy, but have no root in themselves or stability of character and fall away under temptation. Well, it's about time for us to go, and you can hear the bell. That means that class is now going to be dismissed. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow, and we'll continue to look at this story of how this good king, this love of Joash, the love Joash had for God's house. And so, as the old schoolmaster would say, you may now be dismissed.